The City Council of Orlando, Florida meets today to decide whether to call a special election to replace the city's indicted mayor. Buddy Dyer was suspended from office after he was charged with violating election law. Judith Smeltzer of member station WMFE reports.
The city, best known as the home of the Magic Kingdom, could use a little pixie dust these days. Just over a week ago, Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer dropped a bombshell on this fast-growing Central Florida city.
Yesterday, I was notified that I was the subject of an indictment charging me with, quote, providing pecuniary gain for absentee ballot possession or collection.
In layman's terms, that means he's charged with paying someone to collect absentee ballots from voters and deliver them to election officials. That's illegal under a Florida law passed in the wake of a notoriously corrupt Miami mayor's race in 1997. After the indictment was handed down, Florida Governor Jeb Bush suspended Mayor Dyer from office, pending the resolution of the criminal proceedings. But Dyer is crying foul.
At no time was I ever made aware, or would I have condoned, any activity that constituted a violation of any law, and I believe that the charges that have been leveled against my campaigns and me are without merit and are totally politically motivated.
No one in Florida has ever been prosecuted under this law before, and Dyer thinks his Republican opponents are behind the charges. Dyer is a longtime Democrat in a state that's becoming more and more dominated by Republicans. Orlando mayoral contests are nonpartisan by law, but in last year's election, Dyer's closest opponent was a Republican named Ken Mulvaney. The vote count was so close that without the absentee ballots, the two would have been forced into a runoff. Mulvaney has spent the past year challenging the election before a civil judge, and Dyer notes that the criminal complaint that ended in his indictment came from Mulvaney's brother. After the indictment came down, Mulvaney denied suggestions that his actions were political.
As most of the people who live in this town know, I'm not a political figure. I've never ran for public office before. And when we seen a problem after the election with the absentee ballots, I felt that this problem needs to be rectified in the city, and the problem needs to be brought to the citizens of Orlando, and it needs to stop so we have fair elections in the future.
A ruling on Mulvaney's request for a runoff could come in a little over a week. In the meantime, the city council is trying to decide whether to call a special election to fill the temporary vacancy left by Dyer's suspension. There's opposition to that idea on both sides, and questions have been raised about the legality of such a vote. Fred O'Neill is an attorney for Ken Mulvaney.
The voters of the city of Orlando would be extraordinarily confused, and it would muck up the outcomes of both elections. Plus, we've told a lot of you before that we do not think that there's a legal basis to fill the temporary vacancy in the mayor's office by an election.
But Orlando City Attorney Dykes Everett says not only is it legal, but it's required by law.
According to state law and City of Orlando Charter, and following consultation with the governor's office, it is the conclusion of my office that such temporary vacancy is to be filled by a special election.
In the meantime, the mayor's office is being occupied by City Commissioner and Mayor Pro Tem Ernest Page. He'll serve as interim mayor until the city and the courts decide how to bring order to Orlando City Hall. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smeltzer in Orlando.